Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. As we all know, we've been talking a great deal about Michael Cohen and his guilty plea, and Democrats. In fact, I just saw Chuck Schumer saying we need to delay the Kavanaugh vote and the Kavanaugh hearings until after we find out more about this Michael Cohen thing. There was a great piece in the Washington Examiner today by Jenna Ellis, director of public policy, the James Dobson Family Institute, a constitutional attorney, in which she says Democrats are making way too much of this whole Michael Cohen thing. I've been saying that all morning, and then I pick up the Washington Examiner, and she said it like 8 hours before I did. Wow. Jenna Ellis joins us. Jenna, thank you so much for being a part of our show, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Thank you so much. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin. Great to join you.
I don't want to give away the whole column, but just the broad strokes of your column today, your op-ed piece. What is it that Democrats and liberals are misreading? We're getting talk now of impeachment. Alan Dershowitz said no. This isn't advancing impeachment at all. What is it Democrats and liberals are missing in this?
Yeah, and I completely agree with Alan Dershowitz, and it's so funny that the Democrats are trying to distance themselves from him now that he's actually just calling the legal plays like he sees them, and he's staying straight within the constitutional and legal margins. And what the Democrats are forgetting, and they're not really wanting to focus on, is that Michael Cohen pled guilty. There was no finding of fact. There was no jury. There was no verdict. There was no evidence. And what happens, and I've been a prosecutor and a defense attorney. I've handled hundreds of cases in court that deal with plea bargains. And often in exchange for a lesser sentence, which Michael Cohen was definitely facing much more than the perhaps 3 to 6 year jail sentence range that he's now facing under the plea agreement, what defendants will do is enter into a plea agreement for a reduced sentence, and they will plead guilty to something that actually never happened, but in exchange for the benefit of not making the prosecutor actually go to trial and have to prove the original charges beyond a reasonable doubt. And so just because he entered into a plea of guilty to a campaign finance violation does not mean that that actually happened. And that's not evidence that can be used against Donald Trump. That's not necessarily fact. And so a plea agreement is very, very different than a verdict in a courtroom.
Do we know what was seized? Because we don't have any discovery yet, because there isn't going to be any trial. Do we know what Michael Cohen gave up when he gave up Blackberries and computers and all kinds of things?
Well, nothing so far that we know of that in any way implicates Trump or his administration. And so, there's a lot of legal confusion surrounding all of that and the attorney-client privilege aspect of that, which Trump, as the client, is the holder of that privilege. It's not up to Michael Cohen to determine when he will waive that privilege. He's not allowed to, even though probably now, he doesn't, now that he's agreed to 8 felony counts, he's not really caring much about his bar license now. But we don't know. And the problem with this is that the Mueller investigation, we don't know the scope. We don't know anything that's been seized. But what we do know is that nothing has come out, not one shred of evidence of any Russia collusion or anything whatsoever factually that implicates the Trump administration or the Trump campaign. You have someone like Michael Cohen who enters into a plea agreement that's very self-serving and that he says that, oh, I was directed by a federal candidate for a federal office. And his credibility, frankly, is absolutely shot. In my article, I use the example of how many movies and other TV situations that always will use this kind of scenario of the jailhouse snitch, that in order to receive a benefit for themselves, they're willing to get up on the stand and say anything. And do we really trust that credibility? Absolutely not. There's going to have to be some kind of hard evidence or even circumstantial evidence that would in any way implicate the Trump administration. And we just haven't seen that over the past almost 2 years that the investigation has been ongoing.
Jenna, I've been saying all morning, unless there is a corroboration of some sort, a tape, we know that Michael Cohen taped the president, which should get him disbarred. We know that. Do we know if there is any kind of corroboration? And would a prosecutor worth his salt take just the word of Michael Cohen?
Absolutely not. And the tape, actually, I think, and I've heard it, helps Trump in this situation because it was cut off kind of artificially. We
yes.
don't even know if it's if it was had been doctored in any way. But the tape, as it's being played, actually helps the president in terms of him saying he didn't know about any of the potential payoffs, to Stormy Daniels and others. But the reality is that no prosecutor, if they're truly seeking the interests of justice, which, by the way, is their oath of office. When I was a prosecutor, that was my oath of office, to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution. And there's actually a specific in most states, as well as in the federal realm, that you have a higher responsibility to the interests of justice. This shouldn't be a political prosecution, but that's clearly what it's become. And so even though the plea bargain that Cohen entered into has absolutely no implication in reality and in legal truth to the Trump administration, it's great optics for the Democrats. It's a political posture, and it's a very thin justification for future impeachment papers if the Democrats get control of the House. And impeachment is, frankly, entirely political. And so this is just going to be something that they're going to try to hang their hats on if Nancy Pelosi becomes the speaker, and also to try to stop the meetings. Like we heard the senator from Hawaii on her Twitter today saying that she's now refusing to meet with Judge Kavanaugh. And that's frankly ridiculous. And it's just politicizing the issue rather than actually doing their job and looking at the law here.
And by the way, Chuck Schumer says the Kavanaugh hearing should be held up until we get past this Michael Cohen stuff, and we know more about that. Again, Jenna Ellis joining us, Director of Public Policy, the James Dobson Family Institute. She is a constitutional attorney. Knowing what you know, having been on both sides of this prosecutor-defense attorney thing, what do you sense is the next act in this political drama?
Yeah, and you know, it's actually a savvy move, I think, by Mueller and the special prosecutor to have Cohen plead to something that in the court of public perception will seem to implicate Trump. And so even though legally there is absolutely no reason for President Trump to respond to any subpoenas to agree to a sit down, the next play is just going to continue to try to draw this out. I think it's very interesting that Cohen's sentencing hearing isn't set until December 12th, which is well past the midterms. So they're kind of holding that off so that Cohen, if he makes any kind of statement at sentencing, won't disrupt the narrative. These types of things, you know, you take about 6 weeks, maybe 2 months at the most. This should be set in October for sentencing, but I think it's a very interesting move that the sentencing hearing isn't set until well after the midterms.
And it's consistent, though, with delaying and delaying and delaying some more of the Michael Flynn sentencing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these are just political posturing, and I think that Trump commenting on all of this is actually correct. I mean, regardless of what you think of his Twitter feed, calling it a witch hunt is actually legally accurate in the sense that there has been no real reason to go after any of these people, especially Manafort, for something that happened 12 years ago. Let's face it, he wouldn't have been in court facing up to 300 years but for his very tangential relationship to the Trump campaign. So and these types of prosecutions should not be politically driven. We shouldn't be abusing the legal system and the justice process for political outcomes.
Want to ask you, because most people, myself included, do not know campaign finance law. If there is some corroboration, the president is on tape somewhere saying, yeah, go ahead, pay the $130,000, let's shut this gal up or these women up, and then it becomes a non-disclosure agreement. What is it the president did then? I mean, what are the campaign finance laws that may have been violated? And can you go to jail in this country for campaign finance law violations?
Well, first, I mean, just based on those set of facts, I don't see that being a campaign finance violation or even an expenditure. We'd have to know a lot more to see if a campaign finance law was actually broken. And even in that sense, I mean, we have even Politico reporting a fine of over $350,000 for Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Was he impeached? Did he go to jail for that? No. People just kind of looked the other way. And so you see all of this, again, just being political posturing. And even if there is some kind of fact that would align with a campaign finance violation, that doesn't mean that that would be a criminal charge or anything that would rise to the level of a valid impeachment.
Tell us what it is you do and what the James Dobson Family Institute is all about.
Thanks. I really appreciate that opportunity. And so I'm the director of public policy here. And what we do is, of course, take Dr. Dobson's voices and speaking into conservative policy for faith-based family values issues. And we do a lot of work here, as well as making sure that we comment on those things in the media and that we encourage American families all across the country to understand what's going on in the legislature, not only in Congress, but also on their state level, with the primary things that Dr. Dobson has always been concerned with, which is, of course, faith-based issues, religious freedom, and pro-life issues. So you can find out more about us at DobsonFamilyInstitute.com, and you can also read my contributions to the Washington Examiner at WashingtonExaminer.com.
And what do you think ultimately, I mean, I know there's a lot that we don't know right now. What is it? What is your sense of what we are going to find out?
Nothing that has come out has been in any way legally damaging to the Trump administration. Again, it's all just been political. And so if Mueller was really doing his job, I agree with those who have called for a closure to the investigation, because what a prosecutor's higher responsibility is to not have anything other than justice as their client. And so what that means is that they go wherever the facts show. They don't have political-based and politically motivated prosecutions. And so if the investigation actually yields no collusion, no evidence of any sort of crime, then you close the investigation and say, hey, my job is done. As a prosecutor, you have the advantage, frankly, of being able to have truth always on your side. And when the evidence lends to a valid charge being filed, then you go that route. And when the evidence shows that, you know what, this person is not guilty of a crime, or I can't prove that beyond any and all reasonable doubt in a court of law, then you say, okay, case closed. I'm not going to press charges. And so I would hope that well before midterms, Mueller, if in fact he hasn't found anything that would that he would be able to prove beyond any and all reasonable doubt in a court of law, he would recognize that and would close the investigation, and this would not be just so highly dramatized and political for everyone in America, because we really need to move on. And the fact that the Democrats are still calling this an illegitimate presidency is, again, just it's just politically motivated, and it's keeping things in the realm of this fever pitch rather than focusing on what the Trump administration has actually accomplished. And frankly, Kevin, that has been really great for faith-based and family issues. I attended the State Department's first ministerial on religious freedom, focusing on truly preserving and protecting that fundamental right globally and internationally. And Vice President Mike Pence was there, and he talked about how America has to lead the way there. And those types of things and those types of issues that touch and concern every family in America should be what we're talking about in the media, not, you know, some lawyer from New York who has pled guilty to tax fraud. I mean, if Michael Cohen was not in any way connected with then-candidate and now President Trump, we wouldn't even be hearing about this. This would be a routine plea agreement that gets no media whatsoever.
So in other words, and again, I'm down to about my final 2 minutes, but what we're looking at is the potential that after spending millions of dollars, months and months and months, we may only have, 20-some-odd Russian intelligence officers, Papadopoulos, Manafort, Cohen, and that's it. That's all we're going to get for our bang for the buck?
And you know what? That's fine. That's what it's not a matter of return on investment in terms of how many indictments or charges you get. That's not the nature of a legitimate investigation. A legitimate investigation, even if it turned up no charges, no plea agreements, no guilty verdicts, that's still a valid use of resources to say, hey, we've investigated, nothing happened, case closed. That's what law enforcement should be doing if, in fact, they are impartial and they are not driven by politics.
I got to tell you, it's so sad that all these families are having to dip into their life savings and hire lawyers, and a lot of people, even in the White House, have had to do that. Jenna, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know we're going to continue to follow you, and we'll have you back on because you know what you're talking about, and I love people that know what they're talking about. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your week, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kevin, and I'd love to join you again anytime. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jenna. Jenna Ellis joining us, Director of Public Policy for the James Dobson Family Institute and a constitutional attorney. Coming up bottom of the hour, a guy that's in federal court right now as we speak. He's a controversial figure. He's running for assembly in District 36. Yeah. We're talking about Dennis Hoff. That's coming up in just a bit. Stick around. We got so much to do. We are sprinting to the finish line, live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 1-800-844-7.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business.
And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Coming up, we have had a groundswell of folks saying they want to hear more from Dennis Hoff. Dennis Hoff with us earlier in the program. He's in federal court even as we speak. You'll hear from the owner of the Love Ranch, which, by the way, is closed, I think. Yeah, yeah. And all because the Nye County commissioners, some of them just don't like him. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Silver spoon in hand. Law don't they help themselves.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks. We'll be right back.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Right now in federal court, a guy that's running for assembly in District 36, his name is Dennis Hoff. He's the owner of a number of brothels, legalized prostitution. He breaks no laws. He employs a lot of people. But right now, the Love Ranch is closed. 41 families are out of work. And that's kind of sad. I had a chance to visit with Dennis Hoff. A lot of people, after he won the Republican nomination, a lot of people distanced themselves. And, in fact, many in his own party will not support the candidacy of Dennis Hoff. And I asked him if he's getting any of those people back lately.
Absolutely, absolutely. It all started on your show when Laxalt Hamler handed you a note, because it's not a question you would have asked, because I know you. It's like, where would you just come out of the blue, are you going to support Dennis Hoff? So what they did is they did this because they didn't want the Dems to hang me around Laxalt's neck. And so then Laxalt wasn't smart as his grandpa or great-grandpa, because I just got an article yesterday somebody sent to me where Laxalt was asked about it in 69 and refused to comment on it. People do what they want to do, and it's, you know, in Nevada. So he skirted the issue. So Laxalt made a mistake, and then he got slapped down by the rurals. In fact, at the Republican meeting, numerous people stood up when he started talking and said, "Why aren't you supporting Dennis Hoff? Dennis Hoff is the people's choice." And numerous people did this. And then a county commissioner in Nye County, a wonderful county commissioner, the best one we've got, Donna Cox, she came out that, you know what, if so Adam's not going to support Dennis, I'm supporting Bundy. And that turned into a rigmarole. And so now what I've done is just to have a little fun. And Heller, of course, was going nuts. Never Trumper Heller, that's now says he's his best friend, which is not a bunch of lies. So I put up big billboards, and you can look at my Twitter at elect Hoff, and you can see it. But a big billboard says the winning team: Laxalt, Hoff, Heller. Heller, whiny little thing that he is, he goes to the Barbara Sadowski. Complains. Goes. We heard he went to the Attorney General's office and complained. But we're on the same team, and so I'm just, you know, I'm supporting them because I'm a good Republican. And if they don't want to support me, too bad. But Adam, I think, is lightening up now because he got a bunch of heat. And when they talked to him about the billboard, here's what he said. "I can't publicly support Dennis Hoff because of my family and my daughters. But if he wants to support me, I want the support." So that means what he's saying is, "I'm supporting Dennis, but I can't do it to the world." And I think a lot of them are starting to come around now. And I'm not going away. And I'm going to win this, and I'm going to win this handily. I mean, you know, I told you, and I'm going to tell you one more time, Roger Stone says that they want me to run for governor. And so at this point, I'm going to win this. I'm going to go up and do something and get good things done. And maybe the next term, the second term, I might even run in northern Nevada to take out Jerk Jim Wheeler, who's a lot of the cause of this. Because what Wheeler's afraid of is to get more conservative people in there, that he'll lose his spot because he's a rhino.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's afraid that Jim Marchant, who's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and please, all your listeners, vote for Marchant, vote for McCarthy. They need our help. And the Dems are closing in on him real hard. So, and it's played in my favor because what they did is they came out on this radio show, Ray Hager and some people in Northern Nevada. Well, they're probably going to put Dennis in the Ed Goodhart suite office, which is a closet. And I said, good. You know, that's an honor because Ed's an honorable man, three-term assemblyman, and well-liked in Nye County. That's an honor. But here's what I'm going to do. I've reached out to Motley Crue. They're going to give me their prevost, and we're going to letter it up Dennis Hoff's office, and I'm going to park it right out front of the legislature. And if they give me that little office, and that'll be my office, and we'll be serving liquor from 8 in the morning till midnight.
Oh, my God. I love I absolutely love that. Again, Dennis Hoff joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. My understanding is, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that later today or maybe later this week, you've got a court date, do you?
I got another one, yes. You know, I've got three federal lawsuits, which we're going to win all of them. They're rock-solid cases. In fact, they're talking about settling against Nye County and the commissioner, Dirty Dan Schinhoffen, Butch Baraski. And by the way, these people got creamed at the election because they were against me. This Schinhoffen, he's such a genius. He comes out and says, on a TV commercial, says, "Vote for me. I'm out of the four commissioners. I'm the incumbent, and I'm the only one that's not supporting Dennis Hoff." Well, that killed him. That killed him. So anyway, I got three lawsuits in front of Judge Boulware, who's the best and the brightest of the federal judges, and we think he's just going to slam these people today because he did it a few months ago when they bothered me on some signs. He called for an emergency hearing on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Unheard of. 100 lawyers have told me, how the hell did you pull that off? I didn't. He just saw the urgency of the county messing with me, and I think he's going to look at this case and say, "Well, just more the same." And spank them real good. But
can I ask you, and only because a lot of the people may not have been following this, you own the Love Ranch, okay?
Correct.
And it's the Love Ranch is the one business that the commissioners there are trying to shut down. Even though you pay your taxes, you've paid your application fee, your renewal fee, all of that stuff you have done, and yet they still want to close you down. Is this selective prosecution?
They not only want to, they did. It's been closed. 41 families are suffering right now because they closed it down, and they did it as retribution. Because with these three federal lawsuits, their lawyers have told them, don't vote on anything that's got to do with Dennis or prostitution. Recuse yourself. And they've recused themselves on a regular basis. And this time they didn't. They just said, screw the county. Screw the voters. We don't care what it's going to cost us, and it's going to end up costing them another $250,000 because I'm taking them to task. They already tried to settle yesterday. I told Mark Randazzo, the great First Amendment lawyer, no, we're not settling. We're going to embarrass these people. So today at 10 o'clock is the news. I can't wait. Maybe tomorrow I'll call in and give you some good news.
That is great. And are all three of the suits going to be heard this morning, or just one?
Just the one. This is the fourth one, actually. The first one was a First Amendment rights issue, and they're going to lose this big time. Second one was a civil rights issue, and the third one was about buffoon Butch Baraski, and what he did is in a county commissioner's meeting, Dan Schinhoffen, who was Oscarson's guy, and Baraski, who's Oscarson's guy, Dan says, "Anything else you got to say, Butch, before we wrap it up?" But says, "Yeah, you know, I got this feeling, and I'm pretty good about these things. If I get hit in the head with a rock, ran off the road, or shot and killed, it's Dennis Hoff. Go to Dennis Hoff." And that bought him a lawsuit, and there's no way to get out of it. You just can't say it. He said it about me, Joe Burdinsky, the head of the Nye County Republican Party, and Don Cox, who's Donna Cox, county commissioner's husband. He's just an old buffoon. And he's got himself a big problem, and we're suing him personally along with the county. And it kills me that I have to do this, because what I'm doing is taking money out of the voters' pockets to pay for all this damage.
Yeah,
they're so corrupt out there. The last county commissioner meeting, they lowered their deductible that they have with Poolpack, who's the insurance carrier. So it used to be $50,000. They handled the first $50,000. And Poolpack handled everything else. Now they lowered it. They cost them $130,000 a year. They lowered it to a $10,000 deductible because they knew they were going to do these dirty, disgusting things to me. Politics is a dirty business.
Dennis Hoff joining us, running in Assembly District 36. Let's name names here, though. On the Nye County Commission, who's for you, who's against you? Who's working against you? Who's trying to shut you down?
Well, let's just say who's honorable and who's not. So Donna Cox is a wonderful commissioner. John Koenig, wonderful commissioner. Now, the other three, Dirty Dan Schinhoffen, he lost his job. He's a two or three time incumbent, and he lost his job because he was messing with me. Butch Baraski termed out, but he ran for treasurer, and we made sure he didn't get elected. They got creamed. So they hate me. And then there's Dan Shinhofen's puppet, a gal named Horinda Wickman, and she's just a puppet for these guys, and she's going to get spanked real good. In fact, somebody embarrassed her yesterday, said, well, you're taking away his license, but you know what? It wasn't that long ago before he started running for office. You used to come out to the ranch, eat free lunches, drink cocktails, all free. So what's changed? What's changed is I ran for office against their buddy, and I knocked out this Dan Shinhofen and Butch Baraski.
Wow. Okay, so what do you hope to have happen today? Will anything happen today that will make you whole, which will make your business whole?
Well, the judge could say, open the place back up. And if he says open it back up, then we go back to work. But then all the girls have gone. They've taken off, and I've lost some employees because they're living paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of people. And so they lined up yesterday at the county commissioners' meetings, and these cowards, they lined up. There was 40 people deep to just chastise these commissioners. And you know what they did? They took off. They got up, Horinda and Dirty Dan got up and just walked out. They didn't want to hear the criticism. And so they walked out until all the public comment was over. Then they strolled back in there. They're just cowards. And they're just, it's disgusting. I was told when I went to Nye County, it's the most corrupt county in Nevada. Guess what? I believe it now.
I want to ask you, because there's some people, as you know, our radio show is a statewide radio show. We are heard in Ely, in Reno, in Carson City, in Battle Mountain. We're heard all across the state. And there are people that are saying, well, why should I support somebody in District 36? I'm in Jim Marchant's District 37, or I'm in 35 where Kevin Wall lives. Why is it important that folks get behind you?
Right. It's important because we've got to have what Roger Stone says. Dennis Hoff, like Donald Trump, can't be bought. He can't be bullied. And we need a businessman. We need people that sign the front of paychecks to fix the problems. Like the gal I'm running against in the general is a teacher. Gets $141,000 a year as an assistant principal or something, when we've got one of the worst school systems in America. How can she fix the problem when she's part of the problem? I'm going to look at it like Trump does, like a businessman, and we're going to fix this educational problem because it's a serious problem in Nevada, and it's one of the major reasons that big companies don't come to Nevada.
You've mentioned Roger Stone twice. I keep hearing that he may be coming out here to campaign with you and that maybe Grover Norquist or others like that may be coming out to visit you.
Absolutely. So Roger came out last time, and it was a big hit for Trump. I mean, to have a guy like that come in, the room held 300 people, and we had 500 people in there, people lined up trying to get in. Roger's a great guy. He's been a great friend, and he's got a lot of nerve, like Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist is the head of Americans for Tax Reform. He is the tax-fighting champion of the world. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, you like Grover Norquist because he's keeping our taxes down. When he came out and put his name on me, and Roger did, that was a big move. And Roger just laid it out to the people of Trump. This is beneath Dennis's dignity. We want him to run for governor, and he won't do it. Let's get him elected, get him up there, get his feet wet, so we can move on and do better things in Nevada.
Dennis,
and we got Joe Arpaio. We're hoping
Sheriff Joe.
Joe Arpaio. Yeah, we love Sheriff Joe. I consider him a friend, and you know, right now it's a little tough for him to support me because he's running against women, and they'll just hang me around his neck. But if he doesn't make it, or he does make it, I think he's going to come out and support me in the next 90 days.
Oh, that is absolutely great. If folks want to help you, if they want to contribute, if they want to walk neighborhoods, if they want to knock on doors, whatever it is, answer phones, call out, whatever, where do they go? How can they help you?
DennisHoff.com. Dennis Hoff. That's Dennis with two N's, one F, HOF.com. And I need the help. Look, I'm fighting the establishment. It's just like like Roger's got a $500,000 in legal bills for nothing, and then he dropped it all with that suit from the DMC. So I need help. I need $100. I need $80. You know, I'm not taking any special interest money. The guy I ran against, Oscarson, that I beat, the three-term incumbent tax hiker, Rhino, Republican in name only, he took $500,000 and didn't beat me. So I need money. You know, do I have money? Yeah. Do I think I need to be spending it all to help people in Nevada? No. Step up, folks, and give me a little cash. Help me out, and let's do this thing. Get me up there, because I'm going to fight. I'm not only going to fight for District 36, you know, because Jerk Jim Wheeler and people like him have disavowed me. Now I can work with the Democrats and the Republicans. And I met yesterday with the head of labor. When have you heard a Republican doing that? I met in Vegas with the head of labor, the plumbers and the pipe fitters.
Tommy White?
And Tommy White? No, not Tom. No, Greg Esposito.
Oh, wow.
And Greg Esposito, and I'm meeting with Morley.
Danny Thompson has helped me out with that. So
I'm able to work with anybody, whether a Republican or Democrat, that will help my district and the state do the right things. And once again, I'm the guy that can't be silenced, I can't be bought, and I can't be bullied around. I got four federal lawsuits. You know how much money that takes and how much nerve it takes to sue a county four times in a federal court?
I hope you win them all. I hope you win them all. And beginning,
we're going to celebrate.
And maybe beginning today in about 40 minutes. Hey, Dennis, thanks so much, man. Keep us apprised of what happens today, would you please?
I will. I'll be texting your guys the second we hear something.
There you go. I love it, Dennis Hoff. And again, we can debate until the cows come home, whether what he does is good for society or bad for society, but it is legal. It's like asking a bartender. You know, you serve liquor all night. Is it good for society, bad for society? Okay, maybe, I don't know. Open for debate. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. It's simple. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The fourth annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I'm glad that we had Jenna Ellis on. Jenna is a smart lady from the James Dobson Family Foundation. And, you know, there's been so much in the news. Oh, my God, the president's being implicated in a felony. The president is an unindicted co-conspirator. He might even be aiding and abetting in a felony. And then you step back from it and you say, well, maybe that's not what this is. Maybe this is not quite what it seems. And that's what I think's happening. And I'm glad to hear somebody other than me say it. Tomorrow, we're going to have Wayne Allen Root on. And I can't wait to ask him what he thinks of all this gloom and doom. Oh, my God, the president. He has just been implicated in a felony, multiple felonies. I can't wait to see what he says. Don't forget, we're going to be coming north this weekend. I'll be leaving right after the show on Friday, and we'll be headed to Carson City, holding up with Dean DeLillo and my friends at the Carson Nugget. Then on Saturday, I'll be in Gardnerville. Yeah, Gardnerville, the Corley Ranch, and the 4th annual Basque Fry. I'm so genuinely excited. The weather's going to be perfect. I saw a high of about 90, a low of about 59. Perfect northern Nevada weather. That's going to do it today. Want to thank our entire crew, Jameson, Ashley, Tracy Brigida. Let's see. Andrew Paul. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening live and local now. Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com.